Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May addressed her nation today to show how determined she is to get a Brexit deal done and is asking for an extension to make it happen.
I am not prepared to delay Brexit any further than the 30th of June.
Now there's a question of whether or not the European Union will go along with the extension. We're going to talk more about today's development, and we are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with UC Berkeley history professor Daniel Sargent, who specializes in British politics. Theresa May's action today, expected?
I think it probably is consistent with her actions over the past several weeks on the Brexit front.
What do you make of the response or lack thereof in terms of a specific one from the European Union?
Well, I think the response from the European Union is really the key to the whole situation here. As you already acknowledged, it's far from certain that the 27 European countries are going to grant Britain the extension that Theresa May is seeking. If they refuse, then the situation becomes radically uncertain towards the end of next week.
So whose lap does that land in?
I think ultimately it lands in, history's verdict, I think, will hold Theresa May not squarely responsible, but perhaps singularly responsible for this situation. Really, for the past 2 years, she's been pandering to the Brexiteers in her own party rather than striving to build a sort of national consensus around the kind of relationship Britain might have in the future with the European Union.
Professor, two-part question. Could Brexit be overturned, and if so, what would that take in Great Britain?
I think it's unlikely. It's possible, technically possible, legally possible, for Parliament, rather for the Prime Minister, directed by Parliament, to simply revoke Article 50. But I think politically that's impossible under the current situation. So I think, probably the likeliest scenario would be for the Europeans to indulge May by granting the kind of delay that she seeks. But increasingly, as we have greater indication of what the European heads of government, particularly Macron, will tolerate, that seems unlikely.
I wanted to ask you a more practical question. If the deadline comes and goes, there's a hard Brexit at the April 1st. Are the effects felt immediately, the next day, the next week? I mean, how long does it take to kind of feel that?
That's a really good question. Look, I think that the immediate effects are probably going to be a little less cataclysmic than, some of the predictions. Obviously, there's a lot of politics to the predictions. I think, it could be really disruptive. Nobody knows. But I think what's really going to hurt Britain are the long-term consequences. If you go back to the original British decision in the late 1960s to seek entry to what was then the European Economic Community, the British sought entry to the EEC because they were concerned about their long-term growth prospects. They realized that their domestic economy was simply too small to remain competitive with the European Community, with the United States. And they wanted to play in a larger market. If Britain unilaterally exits that market, I think this will only hasten sort of the long-term relative decline of the British economy.
Professor, thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us this afternoon. That's UC Berkeley history professor Daniel Sargent, who specializes in British politics.